A leading critic of COVID-19 vaccines said U.S. society has reached an inflection point as more people question these two things: product safety claims made by Big Pharma and Big Food, and mainstream media's credibility, especially given its reporting on the COVID-19 pandemic and chronic disease epidemic. On Monday's episode of Russell Brand's Stay Free podcast, British cardiologist Dr. Usi Malhotra and Brand, also a critic of the COVID-19 vaccines, discussed how alternative media outlets are gaining popularity as they take the lead in addressing vaccine and food safety. In response, mainstream news outlets frequently attack alternative media and podcasts, accusing them of spreading misinformation, Brand said. Malhotra became widely known in the UK for truth-bombing a BBC broadcast in January 2023 when he raised questions during a live interview about the cardiovascular risk of mRNA COVID-19 shots and called for their suspension. Before the 2023 interview, in September 2022, Malhotra published a paper in the Journal of Insulin Resistance on a pandemic of misinformation surrounding the COVID-19 shots. Malhotra credited Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the newly confirmed Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and former Chairman of Children's Health Defense, for supporting his paper when few such journal articles were published. COVID shots never should have been injected into a single human. Malhotra said that early in the pandemic, he was generally supportive of the COVID-19 shots, even as he was outspoken about challenging the conventional narrative on Big Pharma, Big Food, exposing their manipulations and excesses. "The one blind spot I had was over vaccines," Malhotra said. He was one of the first to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines and went on Good Morning Britain to recommend the shots to high-risk patients. Malhotra said that while he knew younger people didn't really need the vaccine, he didn't expect it to cause the damage that it did. But when his father died of a severe heart attack after getting the COVID-19 vaccine, in conjunction with lots of other bits of information coming out incrementally from 2021 with initial concerns about so-called rare side effects, Malhotra said his views on the vaccines changed. "My father, who was a deputy vice president of the British Medical Association, suffered a sudden cardiac arrest, unexplained," Malhotra said. "Eventually, we realized it was probably the vaccine." Malhotra said that once he fully understood what was going on with the vaccine in terms of its benefits and harms, he concluded that it should never have been injected into a single human in the first place. "Corporate tyrannical bubble is bursting." Malhotra said his realization about the risks of the COVID-19 shots fit into growing concerns he had about Big Pharma's power, to the extent where, even if we exclude the vaccine discussion, good evidence suggests that one of the leading causes of death after heart disease and cancer globally is too much medicine. "There's always been a kind of tolerated level of dissent when it comes to Big Pharma and even occasionally extraordinary scandals, notably and most obviously the opioid crisis," Malhotra said. "The dissent is now expanding to other issues, such as the risks of ultra-processed foods," Malhotra said. "There's actually now a significant and real possibility that even the kind of radical discourse that emerged during the pandemic is not a peripheral conversation anymore. It's a conversation where there are representatives within government." He cited an executive order President Donald Trump issued last month establishing the Make America Healthy Again Commission, or MAHA Commission, which Kennedy will lead, as an example of how the government is now debating such topics. Malhotra also praised the commission's objectives, including plans to address the capture of healthcare and regulatory bodies by commercial interests. He called it an inflection point and an example of the corporate tyrannical bubble bursting. "I was pretty pleasantly surprised by reading that no stone has been left unturned," Malhotra said. "Effort to end chronic disease epidemic, a spiritual battle." The executive order addresses the chronic disease epidemic in the U.S. Malhotra said that a biggest driver of this epidemic is ultra-processed food and the food environment, but that social determinants of health are also a key factor. He said, "What are the basic needs that you need to be healthy? We have to go back to square one, and that means good quality housing. It means kids having access to education. It means having a decent income." Malhotra said the commission accomplishes this by bringing in representatives not just from public health agencies, but also from federal economic development, education, housing, and labor agencies. "It's thinking about a football team," Malhotra said. "You're only as strong as your weakest link. So it is in all our interests that everybody else is also in the best possible position they can be for their health. In my view, that's how you make America healthy again, and that's how you make America great again. Malhotra likened this to a spiritual battle. He said commercial interests make us believe that we can be the best or happiest versions of ourselves from eating junk food and addictions that are going to give us these short-term dopamine hits. Corporate interests, however, develop as strategies and approaches to promote products and choices that are detrimental or damaging to health. They actually have a strategy to do that, to make money through deception, through getting you addicted to whatever, whether it's social media, whether it's junk food, whether it's online porn, Malhotra said. Ripple effect, as Americans turn their backs on mainstream media. According to Malhotra, as awareness of chronic health conditions and vaccine injuries have grown, a growing percentage of Americans have turned their backs on mainstream media and now rely on alternative media for that information. A lot of it has also become more apparent to people, and I predicted this from the COVID vaccine being given to so many people and so many people being harmed, that once it gets out through a Joe Rogan podcast, suddenly there's a ripple effect, Malhotra said. Brand noted that as the public debate has shifted to such mediums, establishment media have created the categories of disinformation and misinformation, an attempt to censor inconvenient narratives and reassert control of the narrative that's very much at odds with what's happening organically. Malhotra expressed hope that the MAHA agenda will succeed. I think if America gets this sorted, the rest of the world will follow. Watch the interview here.